I'm happy to call to order the Friday, March 31st, 2023 REMIC board meeting. Welcome everybody. Please note that today's meeting is being held via WebEx in accordance with the New York State Open Meetings Law. I'd like the minute to reflect the presence of a quorum. And I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the members' meeting held on June 1 of last year, 2022. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, please? If not, the motion carries. Moving on to item number three is the submission of the 2022 annual. So we move on to item number three, which is the 2022 annual report. And I'm going to call on Horace Green for a presentation about that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to present the REMIC annual report for the fiscal year ended October 31st, 2022. During the year, REMIC issued commitments to insure 10 new loans covering 2,204 units with a total mortgage amount of $150.7 million and an insured amount of $30.1 million. Additionally, REMIC issued 15 certificates of insurance covering 3,612 units with a total mortgage amount of $231.1 million and an insured amount of $46.2 million. REMIC ended fiscal year 2022 with 281 units in its, pardon me, 281 loans in its portfolio, covering over 34,000 units with a total mortgage amount of $1.7 billion and $355 million in insured amount. REMIC's reserves at the end of fiscal year 2022 total $146.5 million. REMIC did not pay any claims during fiscal year 2022, but REMIC received reimbursement payments totaling $20,801 for claims paid in fiscal year 2021 on loans associated with four borrowers approved for mortgage forbearance under an agreement with Penny & Co. LLC, which is the agent for NYSERS. As of the end of fiscal year 2022, REMIC has been fully reimbursed for all claims paid under this agreement, and the term of the agreement has expired. Subsequent to fiscal year 2022, REMIC paid $542,543 in claims towards periodic claims on a loan, one mortgage loan. The New York City Department of Housing Preservation is working with the borrower towards resolving the delinquency for this loan. There are no REMIC insured HDC loans currently in forbearance, and REMIC does not expect any additional claims. REMIC and HDC continue to closely monitor this portfolio for signs of distress. REMIC continues to perform well, fulfilling its mission to promote the production and rehabilitation of affordable housing in New York City, while also maintaining a stable AA rating from Standard & Poor's. Upon approval of the REMIC annual report, it will be posted to the HDC website. This concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions from the members? Hearing none, thank you very much, Horace. This next item is the approval of authorization for REMIC Sunny Mae Risk Share Insurance Agreement. I now call on Horace Green again to make the presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner. The members are requested to authorize REMIC to enter into a risk share insurance agreement with the State of New York Mortgage Agency to provide mortgage insurance for certain first lien permanent mortgage loans made by the New York City Housing Development Corporation to finance various multifamily rental properties. At the request of HDC, REMIC has engaged Sunny Mae to pursue a risk sharing program to provide mortgage insurance coverage for HDC first lien mortgages that are expected to be larger than the average loan historically insured by REMIC. The maximum loan amount under the proposed program would be the greater of $75 million or $250,000 per dwelling unit. REMIC, by comparison, does not have a statutory limit on loan amounts. As of October 31st, 2022, the average original loan amount of all REMIC HTC insured loans was approximately 77.8 million. The average loan amount of the top 10 REMIC insured HTC loans was approximately 28.2 million, and the average original loan amount on commitments for HTC loans was 17.2 million. The latter two averages being indicative of an upward trend in loan amount for REMIC insured loans, influenced by rising development costs and shifting housing plan priorities. REMIC views this program as a continuation of its current business, as the product and management of the program, as proposed, will primarily follow REMIC's processes. REMIC will perform as administrator and servicer of the mortgage insurance, administering functions that will include collecting premiums and remitting 50% of the mortgage insurance premium to Sunny Mae, processing claims, and making determinations regarding remedies. The maximum policy coverage would be equal to up to 50% of each loan, with REMIC and Sunny Mae each responsible for insuring up to 25% of the original principal balance, and each issuing separate certificates to HTC, evidencing its percentage of coverage. Loans insured under this program will observe REMIC's statutory requirements, having a maximum term of 40 years and underwritten to an income-to-expense ratio of 1.05, but otherwise follow HTC's underwriting guidelines. The program will be for an initial term of 36 months and thereafter renew every 3 years for another 36-month term. After the initial term and only at the end of any calendar year, either party can terminate the agreement by providing 30 days notice. If the agreement is terminated, coverage for loans insured under the program would continue per the terms of the agreement. The primary risk associated with the program is borrower default. As required by its enabling statute, REMIC covers such risk by maintaining reserves of no less than 20% of insurance in effect, plus commitments to insure. REMIC's exposure to loans under this program will be limited to the 25% coverage, for which REMIC will reserve 20% of the insured amount. As of February 28, 2023, REMIC's accounts held 45.6 million in unrestricted reserve, representing 227.9 million in potential insured amount, or 1.1 billion in potential mortgage amount. HTC is committed to ensuring that REMIC's reserves are maintained at or above the statutorily required level. Additionally, HTC will perform its usual portfolio surveillance, including periodic financial analysis and physical inspection of the properties insured under this agreement. Subject to the approval of this program by the REMIC board, HTC will be submitting applications for two projects for REMIC Sunny Mae risk share insurance, with a total approximate principal balance of 151 million. And I'll pause here for any comments or questions.
But I have one question, please. Does the New York State Department of Insurance audit, review, or oversee REMIC's activities, insurance activities?
I think we've had this question previously, and I think, Suzanne, I don't know if you recall this, but I think the answer is that they're not, this isn't in that same type of review, but we're in compliance with whatever statutory requirement we need to be. But it is not, my understanding is that does not have that kind of review.
The only reason I'm asking the question is not that you need review for any particular reason. It's just that I wanted to know whether or not there is the state agency in charge of insurance in any way, shape, or form sees our books, looks at them alike, or is it only the state controller?
I believe it's the second. And then I think we answered this last time we had a REMIC change of some type. I think we went through this review and came out on that side. Susanna or others, do you remember this?
Yes, I do remember when that happened, and you're correct that it was looked at the time, and we're not regulated by the Department of Financial Services in the sense that maybe some other insurer might be.
Could you, at your convenience, no rush, let me have whatever you have on that subject, all right? The extent to which DOI reviews us.
DOI or DFS or?
Oh, DFS, part of it is the Department of Insurance, State Department of Insurance.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, we'll get whatever, you know, whatever materials we need or have. And so this is, you know, this is largely, it's insurance, but it's credit enhancement. So absolutely.
Thank you.
And I have a question. And first of all, let me note that I appreciate, I had a conversation with Eric, Horace, and others yesterday on this topic, and I appreciate this additional information. Horace, just at the end, you said that there's two applications coming, and I thought you said there for a combined total of $151 million. And how does that compare to the individual limit of 75 million?
So of the two, I think one of the two would be about 75 million, approximately 75 million.
I thought the limit was 75 million.
So it's the greater of 75 or 250 per dwelling unit. So relative to the size of the development, it could go above 75 million.
Okay, the greater of those.
The greater of, right, yes.
I see. Okay.
By the same token, Tom, we added that additional information to just give you kind of the scaling up, because I think when we all talked, you were working from that 7.8 million average across the entire portfolio to this 75 million 250 greater of analysis. Mm-hmm. But as we talked about yesterday, that would be split in the 50-50, and you saw some of the larger loans are averaging around 28 million. So 50-50 on the 75 million would get you to about 37.5. So we're trying to, as we discussed with you yesterday, kind of really track the idea that this is an expansion, but it's not a radical expansion. It's an expansion that kind of tracks with the size of the projects that we're working on and the need for some additional risk share to scale with those projects. So it's not some of the numbers, because it's the risk shared with Sunny Mae, look larger on first impression, but then come down a bit when you divide it and do the division.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Thank you. Any other questions for Horace related to this agreement? Hearing none. I'll entertain a motion to approve the authorization for REMIC Sunny Mae Risk Share Insurance Agreement as described in the memo that you received.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Our final item on the agenda is other business. If any of the members want to raise anything, now would be the time. There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed to closing this? motion carries.